This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies launched an emergency appeal Tuesday to raise $112 million to support victims of the earthquake in Morocco. More than 2,800 people have been killed in Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades, a 6.8 magnitude quake that struck late Friday in the High Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter about 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, IFRC Global Operations Director Carolyn Holt said the search and rescue teams are facing a number of logistical challenges in the remote area.
Challenges include roads blocked by debris, difficulty in accessing fuel for vehicles in these high mountain ranges, and broken water supplies, which brings with it the very real risk of disease and infection if people are unable to access safe and clean water.
Holt said Red Cross, Red Crescent teams are on the ground supporting authorities in search and rescue operations, providing first aid, psychosocial support, helping transport injured to the hospitals, evacuating people from damaged buildings, and supporting with the provision of dignified burial management. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un rolled into Russia Tuesday in an armored train to see Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's a rare meeting between the isolated leaders driven together by their need for support in escalating standoffs with the West. Kim is expected to seek economic aid and military technology for his impoverished country. Video posted to social media by a regional governor and Russia's natural resources minister showed Kim's train rolling into a stop at Kasan Station on the Russian-North Korea border, where it was met by a military honor guard and a brass band. Kim appears to have something Putin desperately needs, munitions to support Russia's grueling war in Ukraine. We have more on this story and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An official from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies Tuesday said the death toll from flooding in eastern Libya could reach thousands. Officials in eastern Libya said Monday as many as 2,000 people were believed dead in the city of Derna. Speaking remotely to a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, the head of the IFRC's Libya delegation, Tamer Ramadan, said they're still unsure of the exact toll.
Again, we confirm from our independent sources of information that number of missing people is hitting 10,000 persons so far. About the number of dead people and other IDPs, we are still waiting the finalization of the assessment process on the ground.
The area was hit hard by torrential rains and flooding from Mediterranean storm Daniel, which caused dams to burst and entire neighborhoods to be washed away. Video posted to social media showed streets literally turned into raging rivers in many cities in Libya. Police in the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania warn that an escaped killer, Daniello Cavalcante, is armed and dangerous as the search for him continues following his August 31st escape from prison. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police were searching for Daniello Cavalcante overnight in the Chester County area where alerts went out. They posted on social media he's armed and residents should lock their doors and not approach him. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of the Pennsylvania State Police.
We have always treated him as potentially being armed.
The 34-year-old who was serving life for killing his ex-girlfriend escaped Chester County prison by crab walking between walls to the roof.
We will ultimately capture him. He doesn't have what he needs to last.
Cavalcante has been seen on surveillance video in various places. Authorities set up dragnets. So far, he's evaded capture, forcing police to defend their strategy. I'm Julie Walker.
Concern over a new COVID-19 variant has prompted the British Health Service to start its program of winter vaccines against the virus and the flu early. It's been offered to the most vulnerable people, including health workers and the elderly, especially those living in care homes. Scientists from the British Health Security Agency say it's a precautionary measure as a new variant of COVID-19 called the BA.2.86 was identified in Britain last month. The new variant is not classified as being a variant of concern, but microbiologist Simon Clark with Britain's University of Reading told the Associated Press there are signs it could present a threat.
There are lots of changes to the surface of the molecules on the surface of this version of the virus. So people are worried, therefore, that the immunity that we've got in the population might be overwhelmed by these changes.
British doctors are hoping speeding up the vaccine program will deliver greater protection to people who need it. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.